Today is Wednesday, the 14th of May, the feast of Saint Matthias. The monks of Pluskadon Abbey sing Ego Vos Elegi. I have chosen you out of the world, so that you might go out and bear fruit, fruit that will last. As you listen to this chant, hear those words addressed to you, because they are addressed to you. God knows all your strengths and all your weaknesses, and has chosen you to bear fruit for him. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another."
What feelings arise in you as you hear Jesus say, "You are my friend," and as you hear him say, "I love you"? How does that make you feel? And what about those words, "I chose you"? I chose you to go and bear fruit. How does it feel to hear Jesus speak those words to you? As you listen again to the words of Jesus, allow yourself to be at home in God's love.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands, so that you may love one another.
A common reaction to this passage is to have questions. Why me? Why am I loved? Why was I chosen? What fruit am I supposed to bear? If you have questions, God is listening. Speak to the Lord about them now. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.